Welcome back to the Urban Lore Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Castaños. So if I said the phrase, meat shower, what would come to mind? And now that I think about the question that I wrote out loud, I don't want to know what comes to mind. But if you lived in Kentucky in March of 1876, you knew exactly what a meat shower was. Dear Mrs. Allen Crouch, a farmer's wife who was making soap out behind their farmhouse, suddenly found herself between the hours of 10 and 11 a.m. on March the 3rd, dodging chunks of raw meat that were falling from the sky. Some 3 inches by 3 inches, some of the largest pieces 4 inches square, but nevertheless, raw meat falling from the sky. Needless to say, this drew a little bit of attention and was even written about in the New York Times. They said in that article that some of the pieces were 3 to 4 inches square and others stuck to the fences. When the meat first fell, it appeared to be perfectly fresh. What kind of meat, do you ask? I don't know why you'd want to know that, but there were many, many ideas as to what kind of meat it was. And obviously, the best way in 1876 to test what kind of meat it was, two unnamed gentlemen tasted it. Because, you know, when random meat falls from the sky, you have to slap it on the grill and see what it is. They proclaimed that it was either lamb or mutton, although others argued that it was, in fact, beef. It's what's for dinner, if it rains out of the sky, I guess. No one exactly knows for certain. I will tell you that a chunk of the meat is still preserved in a glass jar with a little cork stopper at Transylvania University. And if you're not from the Kentucky region, understand there is a Transylvania University in Kentucky, and a dear friend of mine that I used to work with actually attended there. So you don't have to go all the way to the Transylvania, to go to Transylvania University. So how did meat fall from the sky? One popular theory at the time, because people did understand about meteors, but understood nothing about the way our atmosphere works, is that it was actually living parts of living people blown up from a planet far out in space and carried by meteor into our atmosphere, in spite of the fact that our atmosphere would have easily cooked said meat on its way down and made at least some tasty fajitas out of it. But, you know, needless to say, now that we know more about how the atmosphere works, we can probably dismiss that particular instance. One doctor at the time was certain that it was lung tissue, either from a horse or an infant, because allegedly lung tissue from horses and infants look very similar. We're going to have to take his word on that one. I don't know. But that was largely dismissed as well. The most probable story, and one that came up very early, but people just kind of dismissed it, and we'll talk about why in just a second, is that it was actually vulture vomit. Yes, vulture vomit. It's believed that a group of vultures, when startled, particularly maybe they've been on a fresh kill that they're picking clean, and they're startled, take the flight and regurgitate whatever it is they've just eaten, maybe partially as a defense mechanism, which, by the way, is a really snappy defense mechanism, in my opinion, or certainly perhaps maybe to lighten their load and make it where they can get away more rapidly. So perhaps there was a large flight of vultures enjoying a carcass of Lord knows what, frightened, flew off, and barfed all over Mrs. Crouch's backyard. Now, the reason some people dismissed this is Miss Crouch said she looked up in the sky and it was a clear blue sky right after the meat had fallen. And you would assume if there was a big enough flight of vultures to leave all of this, what they referred to as a wagon load of meat on the ground, she would most certainly have seen them and made some connection. Understand, things falling from the sky were actually kind of common stories back then, but this is one that's well documented, that is believed to be 100% true, and again, we actually have a sample, I guess, so decayed now that there's no way to identify from whence it came. But Bath County, Kentucky, you've got the award for weirdest meteorological story that I'm immediately familiar with. And I do want to thank my daughter, Jim Castaños, for bringing this story back to my attention. I had heard it in the past, but had kind of forgotten about it. So, you know, they made a movie that may have even been partially inspired by this, the children's show Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs. But this wasn't meatballs. This was just plain chunks of raw meat. And I guess I should have posted like a trigger warning for vegans before this episode. I do apologize. If you're the kind of people that would, I don't know, sample meat that fell from the sky, you're probably our audience, and thanks for listening. Like and share this podcast any chance you get. If you listen to us on Apple iTunes, please rate us 5 stars and leave us a review so other people can be disgusted by stories just like this one. If you'd like to get in contact with us, or you've ever had meat fall from the sky, or, you know, I'm not particular. We can go for a salad, too, if you want. If you've ever had croutons and iceberg lettuce fall from the sky, drop us a line. You can reach us at Urban Lore Podcast, all one word, urbanlorepodcast@gmail.com, or follow us on Twitter at Urban Lore Pod. For the Urban Lore Podcast, I'm Tom Castaños.